Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what he's got to say. Hello, Sane Man. During my last chat request, I told you about some of the predatory men I ran into, and why I typically ask for clear non-alcoholic drinks when I went to bars. When my age was in the single digits, I had a middle-aged man talk to me, follow me, and run after me. I lost it before I took the train home. I was already living in Europe at the time. All I'm saying is that this is what I know about predatory men. If I ever want to talk more about them and what level of trauma it caused, there are other platforms that I can go to. Anyway, the men I generally deal with are less problematic and sort of sweet. I once had a guy in my room caressing one of my melons. In less than a minute, he found himself on the other side of the locked door. My biggest concern was how I missed that he actually had a crush on me. I'll even give him points for getting his sister to find out what my favorite drink was. It seemed more like interest than predatory to me. He was pretty gentle, fondling moi. Too bad that I was not attracted to him. He seemed kinda sweet. We kept being cordial after that. That was easy since he didn't try anything ever again. He made a move and got no answer. No harm, no foul, as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen this guy in 20 years or so. I told my hubby this story in detail years ago. He surprised me because he was ready to punch him. After the encounter, I told a mutual friend who had an ex that spread bad rumors about him. Most men respond to this story by wanting to beat up the man to try taking advantage of me when I tell him this story. It feeds into the all men are sexual predator narrative. The guy in the room, even if he did scare me, he stopped. Why do people have such a hard time when this is all it was? He would not have even been in my room if I thought he was a danger to me. I'd like your take on this and maybe why men are so eager to beat up other men if you have time. Kind regards, Fat Cat. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You wanted me to call this video predatory men or something like that. But in a way, you sound like a predatory female. You invited a guy to your room and then got upset when he fondled your flesh folds. Don't tell me you were naive enough to think that he didn't actually see that as an invitation. A while back, I put out a video about a guy that was invited by a girl over to her place. And they hung out in her bedroom and he said that when he made a move on her, she got upset. Because they were just friends and threw him out of her apartment. Kinda like what happened to you. For the handful of women out there like this, don't lure men into your place after friendzoning him. Because men assume that if a woman invites them to enter their apartment and even sit on her bed, that it's an open invitation to enter her as well. I shouldn't even call you Fat Cat anymore. But you're more like Bad Cat tricking that poor guy. You're also pretty sneaky mentioning that it happened 20 years ago, in case your hubby is listening. And then you follow up by saying that's when you told him about this story. Remember that men have a much lower emotional IQ than women do. One woman in the Chris Williams podcast said that we males have a 70 IQ when it comes to cues from women, whether or not they're interested or not. As for your husband and all the other guys you told about this story, of course they wanted to beat him up, because they're all pretty much moronic white knights. What kind of company do you keep, Fat Cat? Actually, the majority of men that are in relationships are like this. They white knight for their women and become protective of her, so that protection spills over to all women. The male brain rewires itself for female, all female safety and protection when involved with one. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Life After Women. This is a YouTube channel focusing on giving men going their own way meaning and purpose, because no woman will ever fill that role. Meaning in your life is about being on a mission and serving something that is not only greater than yourself, but also greater than everybody else. He's trading shekels for subs, so please go over and support my sponsor, Uncle Paradox, the guy that runs the channel. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Fat Cat luring men to her room and then giving them a friendly peck on the cheek instead of being frisky with their peckers clown world show. Women need to understand that they can't just invite a guy in and not expect him to think that they aren't interested in him sexually. The more women like you, Fat Cat, that do this means that guys don't know for sure if it's an invite into her apartment is a sexual thing or nothing. I've also noticed that some women are super aggressive in grabbing me these days or touchy-feely with me because they're trying to get into my space to say that they actually want me in theirs. Grabbing my hand and then literally putting it in their erogenous zones. I don't think there's a way to mistake that for a lack of interest. And doing it in a car or out in a public space. What you did to that poor guy, Fat Cat, is like the squirrel story I told you about one of our coaching calls. I would put the seeds out for the squirrel once a day, and it would come out and get them. Eventually, the squirrel started hiding behind a potted plant, waiting for me to put those seeds out. Eventually, it even became increasingly aggressive, coming right up to the door before I even opened it, or running at me the moment that door was opened. I had to yell at it once to get back, and it did. From the perspective of that guy that went into your room, it's like you were gaslighting him, feeding him false information and social cues. When a woman invites you in, it's more than just for a hug, and making him feel like a perv for making a move. In a way, what you did was emotional abuse. Then you told other people about it, ruining his reputation for what seems like a setup. Then you got other people pissed off at him, and you probably enjoy the drama you were stirring up in the white knights that were ready to beat him up for you, knowing full well that men were white knights for women. If a so-called female friend did to me what you did to that poor simp that you invited into your room, then I wouldn't be friends with you. I'm glad I never faced anything like that from the women that I met before. I've had predatory women before chasing me and groping me, and stuck to me like glue trying to become my girlfriend. When I was younger, it was the fatter, unattractive women that were bold enough to chase me aggressively because they had nothing to lose. Now it's women that are 5 to 10 years older than me, or women that want to meet me because of my channel, women that are younger and also want a baby. For you women all being supposedly independent, you seem to be very thirsty for males, wanting different things at different ages. That's why it's funny when guys ask me what women want. I always say they all want drama, but they want various things depending on their age. The same thing happened in Budapest with an older Canadian woman trying to forcefully drag me into her hotel room. There are thirsty simps and women out there. I recently also got a haircut and a tan, and suddenly more women than ever randomly started conversations up with me. I even had a cashier that was more helpful than usual at Costco, running off to get one of the items even if I wasn't asking for it. Women are so funny. You get a haircut and you put on a suit, and they suddenly find you more attractive. You gain status and money, they find you attractive too. If you don't look after yourself, suddenly you're invisible. But you, fat cat, are something special. You used to friend zone guys that were clearly attracted to you, and you would have probably enjoyed it if other guys beat them up simply for hitting on you. Sounds to me like you enjoyed it when other men got jealous and protective of you. And why wouldn't you? That means they're emotionally invested in you and therefore under your control and bonded to you. I hate the way that women operate, and I hate that most men aren't trained to see it. Looking after kids has taught me that dealing with women has to be the same thing, that love is the enemy. You have to discipline women the way that you would a child, otherwise, both will walk all over you. That means that as a man in a relationship, for it to work out in the long run, you can't fall in love with them. That's easier said than done. Most men don't even know that. Maybe men from generations past understood this, so they kept their women at arm's length. It's incredible how destructive a man's emotions are, letting women manipulate him and allowing himself to white knight without even knowing why. Also, what if that guy that came into your room rode you like a pony all night, and you just wanted to spread rumors and nothing happened, because you didn't want to come across as a slut? Sometimes I wonder if these video requests are just testing my emotional IQ to see how much I know about female nature. If your hubby was mad at that guy for groping you, then the last thing that would have been on his mind would be that the two of you would be doing the hanky spank me. I don't want to get you into trouble, but you ladies are sneaky weasels. You get a laugh out of fooling men, but the only way you can pull one over us is if we're emotional. That's why you obsess over our feelings so much. And there's all kinds of misdirection like a muff magician. And even if we call you out on it, you have plausible deniability to weasel your way out of every situation. And you wonder why I haven't been on a date in almost 9 years now. One last thing before I end this, but sorry for taking a lot of your words out of your request. I don't know what you were saying, and I don't think that even you knew what you were saying. Remember also that when you write a request, maybe try not to repeat the same points over and over again to fill up space. Shorter is usually better. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat gave some simp false signals that she wanted him to smash her. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that tease men by inviting them in, only to tell them they aren't interested when they make a move away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.